Okay, we're rolling.
So I just took a picture of your little team meeting over there, and I tweeted it, and I said, I can guarantee this is a nothing is accomplished yet meeting, just knowing you, you know. But first, I mean, nobody else is even under par in this morning wave. You guys go -7. I mean, this is an impressive round of golf.
It was solid. This is more like we can play.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we kind of rallied, regrouped, and I was proud of them. They did a very good job.
I want to, just because I just watched it, I want to ask about Adrian here on 18. Mm-hmm. So you were talking with him there. He's in the rough. He can go over the water, or he could play into the fairway, try to get up and down from 75 yards out, whatever. What was the discussion? How do you talk through something like that with him?
I let them lead the discussion.
Yep.
I support them. Now, if they say something that's really radical and off the board, then I'll say something. But he's a great player. He knows what he's doing, and he's very good at 75, 80 yards, like you talk about. So that rough over there is not – ball doesn't sit down. It sits up, and the ball comes off dead out here. So that's not the shot you want to risk it. A lot of golf left. Now, if that's in the last round and we need a birdie, it's a different deal.
Yep.
But the second round is a no-brainer. He chose the right one. I just explained to him, and he's right, and let him go about his business.
I've interviewed you enough to know that, you know, he's fifth-year senior. You want to get to the point with everybody where you trust their decision-making.
That's my job.
When you talk about Tommy and Adrian now, it's almost like I don't need it. They've figured it all out for themselves.
You never really figure it out, but if they're getting into the level where they can be self-manageable, then I've done my job. I don't want the kids that always need you around.
Yeah.
I'm like a parent. I'm trying to wean them off and teach them how to play the game and how to do it and understand themselves. And, I've had guys that are seniors that haven't reached that point yet with me yet, so I infuse myself more. But that's the idea. I don't want dependent players.
Tell me you're around and, you know, you're in your cart, you're running hole to hole and this and that, so maybe you don't see it as much. But the reaction from Illini fans here is louder than most anybody else. Mm-hmm. A lot of alumni in Scottsdale, a lot of people travel. There's the throng who seems to travel with you wherever you guys go. Tell me what that's like for a coach to have, you know. One guy will birdie for Vanderbilt and his mom and sister will clap, and another guy will birdie for Illinois.
That's cool. But I've seen other ways. It's been other ways. Other flipped out other places. But I think people out here, people know the season we've had. And we've been number one in the country twice here before.
Yeah.
And we had good followings there too. But the more you do it, the more you're here.
Yep.
I think people catch on more and more and more. And I think, Danny and our SID group does a good job. You do a good job. You following it. I mean, we have more people probably follow our program locally, and then it's different. It's still like the guys asked me for Golf Channel over there or Golf Week, Illinois is a different story. For what reason, I don't know. Maybe because we're in the north and it's perceived to be an underdog, but you look at the last 15 years and we're first or second in the country in average. But it's just perception. So maybe the perception is that this is a unique story, so people follow that.
So after a round like that where, I mean, you might be in the, you know, who knows what happens after Nude Wave, you might be in the lead going into Sunday, is there any difference to the approach, or is that even looked at?
No, you play golf, play team golf, the way you're supposed to play team golf.
Okay.
Hit the shots the team golf calls for, and hit the correct shot as confident as you can, and go on to the next one. You don't do that, and that's why we don't play golf courses differently. We don't play the conditions differently. You play golf the way it's supposed to be played, and then you add your own little mix and personality in there. I'm not a streamlined guy that says you have to play it a certain way, but there's imperatives you have to play, and those will not change.
Is there some different approach to where, like, this morning, 6:10, Jackson's off the first tee, you know, it's a little soft, you know, my feet are on the grass here and there, you know, I know it's a little softer. Is there any kind of, like, hey, in this first hour or two, there's really gettable pins?
That's done, yes. I mean, it dries out as the day goes on, the wind picks up and changes as the day goes on. We monitor the wind all day.
Yeah.
We monitor the wind, the direction, and the firmness, and that's what we relate to it, too. And then tricky pins are up there coming up. We remind them.
Yep.
And then just try to breed a little bit of toughness in them and let them go.
Yeah. So long afternoon, what will you do? You know,
I don't know.
I mean, last night you had to go, get to bed and get to 6 a.m.
Well, so. What's our tee time tomorrow? It's early again.
We don't know yet. If we're 1, 2, or 3, it'll be the same thing again.
6:10 again. 3:30 again. That's why the end of the week you're exhausted. So we have to go figure all that out.
Yeah. Okay. So any thoughts toward – you know, halfway home, where you thought you would be, or, you know, or do you not even approach it like that? Are you looking at the, let's just be 15 by Sunday and 8 by, or what do you do?
No, I never think where we could be.
Yeah.
I know we could be there. I know it's possible. I know we can do it, but you don't think about it until you're there.
Yeah.
So right now we're here. We need to play two more solid rounds and keep looking up the leaderboard, not down the leaderboard. That's a big motto of ours. Look up the leaderboard. So if you're first, you keep looking, just keep going, doing your thing. And see where they add up at the end, man. You can't play defense. If you could play defense on this sport, I'd be thinking things differently. But you can't.
Yeah. All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach. Coach, you actually